The Patriots and Tom Brady proved last season that a team can win a Super Bowl while starting multiple quarterbacks. But nobody really wants to count on that formula as the fight to rule the NFL mountaintop begins later this year, which makes one of the underappreciated storylines of 2017 the fragile state of the league's health at the game's most pivotal position, given how many different young quarterbacks will be attempting significant comebacks this season. Questions abound. Will Tennessee's Marcus Mariota and Oakland's Derek Carr return from their late-season broken legs and continue their rise to the ranks of the NFL's elite? Can 2015 league MVP Cam Newton overcome off-season shoulder surgery and bounce back after a subpar showing in Carolina? The same question lingers in Indianapolis, where Andrew Luck's right shoulder was operated on this offseason in an effort to return his game to its previously lofty standards. In Miami, Ryan Tannehill has to show he's over the knee sprain that ended his promising 2016 prematurely. And sadly, we still don't know if Minnesota's Teddy Bridgewater will ever be the same after his catastrophic knee injury of last August, which he suffered without even coming into contact with another player. As usual, all eyes will be fixed on the quarterback position again this year in the NFL. And yet it's unusual to see so many potential playoff teams in limbo awaiting the early results and reviews of their on-the-mend passers. The comebacks at quarterback will be everywhere this season. And how those recoveries unfold may well decide plenty about the fate of the playoff races to come. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.